fight with our minds.
We are
rented to fight with our words. Let me ask you, who is going to police the police?
We are
when they're shooting up the street.
Rubber bullets. We are
rented to fight
their rubber bullets. We are
rented to fight. They are criminalizing protest. They are criminalizing protest. And the news shows stories of the 11 criminals within a peaceful rally of 5,000 voices. There is no sign of the other 4,989 who stood eager to be heard, exercising democratic choices. In fact, they are ignored by cameras who film graffiti on the corporate bank. And the caption reads, "Vandals charged at protest today." And who, may I ask, have we to thank for such incomprehensive news footage? Well, it's not just the media, 'cause they are in bed with big business. And it's not just the government, 'cause they are led by corporate interests. It's just a form of three-way incest. They are criminalizing protest. They are criminalizing protest. They are smirking, they are smirking. They are criminalizing protest, and it is working. Meanwhile, back at the protest, the peaceful yet persistent majority, with their placards and peace signs and petitions for their MPs, just do not have what it takes to make for entertaining TV. Besides, why be holistic, tell the truth, and be unbiased when the TV-watching public doesn't question and stays quiet? And they rely on this apathy. The misinformation is the key, and it further justifies forms of police brutality. Please don't be quiet.
Please don't be quiet.
Please.
Fight.
What are we to do? too far.